Council will please come.
Test, test. Saltzman?
Here.
Sorry, I got my... Novick?
Here.
Fritz? Hales? Fish?
Here. Welcome, everybody. Mayor Hales is in Europe doing council business, and as the president of the council, I have the honor of chairing today's meeting. And we're going to begin by having me read a script. The purpose of council meetings is the orderly consideration of the public's business. Preservation of order and decorum is necessary for due consideration of matters before council. We welcome the public to attend and fully participate in our meetings. During the meetings, there will be time-limited opportunities for public comments on various agenda items. Although citizens can sign up for communications, public testimony on a council calendar item must address the matter being considered. Please state your name for the record, and we do not need your address. If you are a lobbyist, please disclose that information at the start of your testimony. If you are here representing an organization, I ask that you disclose that as well. Unless otherwise informed, each community member will have 3 minutes to speak in front of the council. At 2 minutes and 30 seconds, you'll start to hear an annoying beep, and a light will flash on the box before you. At 3 minutes, you'll hear 4 beeps, and the lights will continue to flash, and that will be notice to you that it's time to let the next person speak. I ask that all of you respect the time limits so that there is time to hear from everybody who signed up to address matters before us. If you have a handout today, please give it to Carla, our council clerk, and she will distribute it to the council members and make sure it goes into the record. And again, please limit your testimony to the matters at hand. Council rules of procedure seek to preserve the public order and to ensure that council's deliberations proceed efficiently and that all who want to participate get to be heard. Conduct that disrupts the meeting, for example, shouting during other people's presentations or interrupting testimony, will not be allowed. We would ask you, if you want to show your support or displeasure, to use your hands by waving thumbs up, thumbs down, and the like. And this is officially a warning to anyone who is thinking of disrupting our proceedings, and you shall be escorted from the council and excluded from City Hall if these rules are not followed. Finally, if needed, council will be taking a lunch break at either 12 or 12:30, depending on the schedule. Obviously, our preference is to get through all of our work before breaking, and we have a full afternoon. But we'll announce later in the day what our schedule is if it looks like we're going to be tight. And with that, Carla, let's move to